Blog Talk Radio.
Did you know there's a secret place to expand your mind? A place to escape the same old negative news? Welcome to Colombo Chronicles Live with Rose Colombo, award-winning author, cable TV and radio host, poet, and advocate for justice. Rose has been seen and heard on local and national TV and radio. She's consulted with victims of injustice for more than 20 years. Her articles have been published in major and local newspapers and magazines. Listen live as Rose Colombo welcomes prominent authors and experts to her podcast every Wednesday from noon to 1 p.m. Pacific Time at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles. You can call in and ask questions at 646-564-9742. Follow Rose Colombo every Wednesday from 12 noon to 1 p.m. on Colombo Chronicles Live at blogtalkradio.com/Colombo Chronicles.
Hi, everyone. This is the Rose Colombo. I'm here in sunny Arizona visiting, and it's just beautiful weather. Couldn't ask for better weather so far. And on that note, I'm going to just give you a great ad on a wonderful restaurant that I ate at. It's a landmark. Some people say it's haunted, but the food is excellent, the service is excellent, and just like Mom used to make. So I'll be back in just a minute to speak out on migration in the USA and how it's affecting America, Americans, and the people around the world.
Howdy, folks. Just stopped in by my favorite restaurant, the Horseshoe Cafe. I highly recommend the home-cooked hot meals and piping hot coffee. In fact, it reminds me of my mom's home cooking when I was growing up. The customer service is excellent. Be sure to save room for the world's best desserts. Make sure you try a slice of fresh homemade pie. The Horseshoe Cafe is located at 154 East 4th Street in the heart of Benson, Arizona. The Horseshoe Cafe is right outside of Tombstone, Sierra Vista, and Tucson. Sometimes Patty and Mike stop by to welcome you. The staff at the Horseshoe Cafe looks forward to seeing you. Stop by to eat or relax. Cool down in the desert with a cold beer or your favorite cocktail. That's the Horseshoe Cafe. Oh, and don't tell anyone I told you, but some people think it's haunted. One thing is for sure. Be sure to bring your appetite.
Colombo Chronicles Live. Colombo is on their trail. Listen up at Colombo Chronicles Live.
Hi, everyone. It's the Rose Colombo, and I'm here in sunny Arizona. And today I wanted to say that the weather's great, and it's a great place to visit and relax and get away from all the hubbub that's going on in the big cities. Sometimes we just need to get away and think about what's happening in our lives versus what's happening around the world and here in the good old USA. I visited Spain in 2018 with my family, and it's a beautiful country. It's very, very clean. Very impressed with how clean it was and historical and beautiful, along with Italy and Cannes, France. My two favorites so far are Italy and Spain. But there is an article from Pete Stone Institute that I wanted to bring to your attention. And it's about Spain and the surge in migrant crime. We have tasers, but they are stored in closets because of political cowardice, said spokesperson Municipal Police of Bilbao. In Madrid, an elderly couple returning home from vacation discovered that their apartment had been occupied by African immigrants. When a camera crew from the Madrid television channel Telecinco went to investigate, the migrants destroyed the camera. Spain's notoriously lethargic justice system now rules on who is the apartment's rightful owner. Now, I read an article like this, similar to this, that was happening in Germany as well. And then it happened to a female celebrity here in the good old USA, and they had to move out of their home until the problem could get resolved, if ever. The Madrid City Council, run by Mayor Manuela Carmena, in a case study of political correctness run amok, ordered the police to keep out of the neighborhood of La Piette. The result is that illegal immigrants, far from facing the threat of deportation, which is the same in America. Now I'm reading that the White House is saying we need these people in our country to work. Seriously? Illegals? People violating laws, bringing in children that don't belong to them, violating our sovereignty, demanding that ICE be eliminated, flooding our nation, bringing in Ebola, typhus, hepatitis, the spread of measles epidemic here in 24 states, 80% of the cases in New York. Seriously, are they kidding? I guess it won't matter until it hits the people at the top or their families. Why do Americans and the citizens of Spain and Germany and Italy have to follow the law if third world foreigners can just flood into the nation and steal your home or your apartment or your job and spread disease? What is wrong with the leaders at the top? Is it all about money? Follow the money. The heck with the American people. The heck with the German citizens. The heck with the Swedes. The heck with the Belgian citizens. The heck with the Spaniards. The heck with the Italians. What is going on in this world of globalism that doesn't work for the natural-born citizens, but appears to be working for the cartels, for the gang members, for the criminals, because illegal aliens are criminals because they violated the law according to the law books. And according to the law books, they are not allowed to remain in our country, but the Congress in America has stated that they are allowed to be released in our country without identification, without legal searches, without legal citizenship. But all these fake, fraudulent driver's licenses, fraudulent voters, fraudulent people infiltrating into our government, our courts, our police, and whose culture and laws are totally antithetical to the U.S. Constitution and to the sovereign nations of all Western civilization. Why are the natural-born citizens of America and the sovereign nations coming last and being trampled upon, and the U.S. Constitution and the laws of each sovereign nation being trampled upon? These are questions Americans and Europeans need to be asking their leaders. The Madrid City Council, run by Mayor Manuela Carmena, in a case study of political correctness run amok, ordered the police to keep out of the neighborhood of La Piette. We have cities like that in America as well. One is Dearborn, where they're setting up their own police, and they are stealing our land by setting up signs say no go zones, coming into our malls and saying and complaining that our literature, if it's Christian or Jewish or Protestant or Baptist or whatever, is offending them. And then American mall owners and corporations are bowing down to people who are either fake refugees, fake asylum seekers, who did not come here fleeing tyrannical laws, but state they are here to impose their tyrannical laws on our sovereign nation. What happened to our military? What happened to our law enforcement? What happened to Europe's leaders in law enforcement and military? Why aren't they rounding up these people and deporting them? The result in Spain is that illegal immigrants, far from facing the threat of deportation like in America, are now secure in the knowledge that their violent actions have empowered them effectively to take control of an entire neighborhood of a major European capital. And that is happening in the state of Michigan, for example, where there are terrorist cells and radicals who are actually recruiting American kids, America's youth, even some adults. Six African migrants in Spain gang-raped a 12-year-old girl in a small town near Madrid, but Spanish authorities kept information about the crime hidden from the public for more than a year, apparently to avoid feeling anti-immigration sentiments. But if a I'll bet you that if a natural-born Spaniard raped a 12-year-old girl, they would be arrested and put in jail, and the same goes for America. Don't think that we are on top of all of this. We are not, because they are hiding the truth from the natural-born Americans who are now have to follow the law or we can be arrested. And we have to be careful what we say on media and social media, or we're suspended or taken off of social media for telling the truth. And this is what's happening in Western civilization. This is appears to be the takeover by invasion, infiltration into the government, the schools, the churches, the universities, the courts, the police, the military, etc. So you don't need a bomb to take over Western civilization. You only need numbers. You need invasion, infiltration, overpopulation, domination to conquer Western civilization and domestic enemies inside your own government. Instead of going in and sending big brothers and training up the inner city kids who are impoverished and from broken homes and needing that those jobs, they are now saying that they're going to train all of these people who never worked and who admit that their countrymen don't work. They are going to retrain them to work in Western civilization when they believe that the people who are not part of their religion or foreign ideologies are enemies. Seriously, they are risking the lives of every natural-born citizen of Western civilization, including their own, because either they will have to convert or they will too be an enemy. So on March 15, 2018, the 12-year-old girl was playing in a park in Azuquica de Hernadas with several other girls when at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, six migrants, five Moroccans and one Nigerian, six approached the playground. They carried two of the girls off to a nearby abandoned building, but then let one of them go after discovering that she was a Muslim. The migrants, aged between 15 and 20, grabbed the 12-year-old girl by her arms and legs and took turns raping her, first anally and then vaginally, for nearly 1 hour. Now, if you think this is okay, it is not okay. For the leaders of the United States of America and the leaders of Europe, New Zealand, Australia, and Canada to allow unidentified foreigners from foreign enemy nations to enter into sovereign nations illegally. If you enter into their nations illegally, you will be arrested, probably maybe even tortured, raped, murdered, or thrown into a rat hole. In America, they allow them to come in, and now they're talking about giving them jobs, job training, putting them through universities, with our tax dollars, providing them with lifetime necessities of life, such as housing and food and shelter and sanctuary cities and no-go zones and clothing and Obamacare. And under the Obamacare laws and mandates, Americans are enslaved to all the foreigners entering from these third world nations who are not entering as legal refugees and legal asylum seekers, but were secretly migrated into the USA, bypassing ICE and Border Patrol and TSA inspections, and the inspections are required by law. So this is what's happening in Europe as well, and this is pre-planned. This is not a sudden invasion, and it's still happening in America. They refuse, our Congress refuses to change, which we always had laws, constitutional laws that state that foreigners must enter through legal ports of entry and legal go through legal inspections and hopefully checked for diseases, which can be deadly. And now we have, under Obama's regime, detain and release. And the Congress and the White House, for whatever reasons, are refusing to change detain and release, which wipes out legal immigration, constitutional legal immigration in America, to detain and release. So we have tens of thousands of foreigners flooding our nation under detain and release because they know once they touch down on U.S. soil, they can stay. That is totally wiping out the constitutional laws established for over 242 years that requires legal immigration. So they're all coming for the freebies, and others are coming to conquer our land, dominate our land, and enslave the American citizen. Furthermore, on March 15th in Spain in 2018, this 12-year-old girl was playing in a park and when she was raped. So this is not the only child that is being raped in America or in Europe or Canada. But they are keeping it under the radar, in my opinion. Because in those foreign third world nations, the women and children have no rights. The public was informed about the crime on March 20th, 2019 in Spain, when the newspaper El Mundo published the results of an investigation. According to the report, Spanish prosecutors and judges secretly decided, everything is secret when it comes to illegal migration into Europe and America. They decided that three of the minors will be held in a young offender institution for 3 years and then be reinserted into Spanish society, not deported, reinserted into Spanish society rather than be deported. How is that even possible if you are a loyal, patriotic, natural-born citizen, leader of your nation, who cares about your country, your sovereignty, your laws, and your natural-born citizens and families? It also says, one of the adults is being held in preventive detention. The other adults were released. seriously released, just like in America. The Democrats under Obama changed detain and deport to protect the American citizens from foreign invasions to detain and release, and tied the hands of Border Patrol and ICE, ICE, which is an American law enforcement agency to prevent illegal immigration, but their hands appear to still be somewhat tied by detain and release on American soil, no matter who they are, gang members, no matter if they're cartel members, no matter if they're traffickers, no matter if they have kidnapped children with them, because there's thousands and we don't have the enough Border Patrol and ICE to patrol the entire borders along Mexico and Canada and the USA. But in my opinion, we have drones, we have microwaves, we have bullhorns, we have helicopters, we have U.S. military, we have National Guard. So this is a bunch of bull, in my opinion. And you can always follow the money. Do they intend to pay the foreigners cheap labor, so they're bringing them here? Is it all about Wall Street? Is it all about depopulating the natural-born citizens of Western civilization? What is it all about? So, the gang rape has cast a spotlight on spiraling migrant criminality in Spain, but it's happening not only in Spain. It's happening in Germany, Belgium, Sweden, America. It's Canada. It's happening, but they're trying to keep it under the radar. Promoted by all the mainstream political parties and opposed only by the populist party Vox, V-O-X, are feeling an influx of illegal migration from Africa, Asia, and the Middle East. Yes, it's coming from the Middle East, it's coming from China, and it's coming from Africa and Somalia. The gang rape has also cast a spotlight on a lenient justice system that routinely releases migrant criminals back onto the streets, whereas in the past, as I stated again and again, if anyone illegally entered into these sovereign nations, they were arrested and deported. So what is the game plan to keep millions of third world foreigners in Western civilization? And raise the taxes so high on the middle class that the middle class becomes impoverished, supporting all the third world nations, poor, uneducated people who are illegally in Canada, America, New Zealand, Australia, and Europe. Reliable statistics on migrant-related crimes are unavailable, of course, because they keep them under the radar and they don't even report them to the American people. The data compiled by the Spanish Interior Ministry on specific categories of crimes, such as homicide, rape, and robbery, do not break down the offenders by nationality. Of course not, because they don't want to rile up the natural-born citizens and, in America, the generational, loyal, patriotic, legal, what we call naturalized Americans, who came to this country from foreign nations legally and came to assimilate as required by constitutional law and came to uphold the United States Constitution, not impose tyrannical law on Americans. In addition, different Interior Ministry database produced different results on the actual number of crimes. One database, for instance, shows that there were 332 homicides in Spain by foreigners who illegally forced their way into Spain in 2017, while another shows that there were 308. One database shows that there were 865 rapes in Spain in 2017. Think about that. In 1 year, 865 rapes by foreigners who invaded their country. While another shows that there were 1,382, which is a difference of 60%. I'll take the 1,382. That sounds more accurate. The official Spanish Statistics Agency shows that immigrants comprise roughly 10% of the overall Spanish population. That is high. The immigrants comprise roughly 10% of the overall Spanish population, and they don't believe in abortions. They do not believe in contraceptives. They believe in large families and overpopulating. And so we have them coming throughout Europe, throughout Canada, coming through Mexico, so they're in Mexico, coming into the USA and overpopulating. And so you don't need bombs to conquer Western civilization when you don't have your leaders upholding the law of detain illegals and deport illegals from your country, which is quite simple. Keeps your country safe, sovereign, identifies all people inside your country as allies, not foreign enemies. Despite the lack of official statistics, anecdotal evidence found in the crime reports of local newspapers shows that migrant criminality, ranging from petty theft to sexual assault to murder and taking over your home or your apartment, is a growing problem nationwide. In Barcelona, for example, 15 members of a North African itinerant crime gang known as Olas Wolfpack sexually assaulted a woman at a metro station. The migrants, some of whom are unaccompanied minors, and all of whom are in Spain illegally, had long rap sheets and were well known to the police. And that's the same in America. They were even taken off the watch list, according to journalists, under Obama's regime, and then committed attacks on American soil. So this is not just happening in Spain. It's happening in Europe. It's happening in Canada. It's happening in America. And why did these migrants from the Middle East, China, and Africa, Somalia, not want to enter into Central America and South America? Why is it they have entered into America, Europe, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia? Why don't you ask your leaders? Why don't you become proactive? Why don't you create peaceful community organizations that can do research and come up with reports and statistics and then remove legally your leaders who refuse to uphold your sovereignty of your nation and detain and deport bad people from your country? In Alicante, April 16th, Algerians gang raped a 19-year-old woman. One of the men was arrested at the Alicante airport while trying to flee the country. Tarragona, March 28th, 11 underage migrants were arrested for gang raping a girl at the Roman amphitheater. Of the 11, only one was taken into custody. In Alicante, March 26, 4 underage Moroccans gang raped an underage girl. They filmed the rape and demanded that the girl pay euros, 50 euros, to avoid having the video posted online. In Alicante, March 22nd, 10 Algerians were arrested for gang raping 3 girls between 14 and 17 years of age, and the police said that the gang members sustained themselves by robbing homes and businesses and later selling the stolen items on the black market. In Sabadell, February 2nd, 8 Moroccans gang raped an 18-year-old woman in an abandoned warehouse. The woman was celebrating her birthday when she became separated from her friends. The Moroccans, aged between 21 and 53, were homeless and squatting in the warehouses. Of the eight, only two were taken into custody. In Algeciras, January 6th, three Dominicans were arrested for gang raping a 14-year-old girl. In Benidorm, January 5th, four Ecuadorians were arrested for drugging and gang raping a 19-year-old woman on New Year's Eve. And this goes on and on and on. So if you think, I mean, it goes on and on and on, where they are trafficking them, these young girls, sex trafficking them, you will never see your child again, and turning them into prostitutes, sex slaves. And we have open borders, and we don't know who these millions of unidentified foreigners are in the United States of America, and yet they are allowed to live off the taxpayers and walk around with fake ID, fake names, fake social security numbers that they steal from the American people, and then take over their homes in foreign nations. And at least one time we know of in America, because that particular story actually hit the news. So if these leaders are so concerned about the children, then why are they allowing them to be gang raped, trafficked, and never seen again, or even murdered, while they let the suspects from foreign enemy nations remain in their country and be released? That includes America, New Zealand, Australia, all nations of Europe, and Canada. Wake up. Wake up, world, before this tragedy happens to you or your family, or you no longer recognize your country because of leaders who refuse to protect their sovereignty, their laws, and their citizens, and way of life, culture, and civilization. And that is Rose Colombo's speaking out on the illegal migration into Western civilization. God bless you. God bless America. God bless Canada, Europe, New Zealand, Australia, Mexico, and stop the foreign invasions from happening in your countries before you no longer have a country. And until we talk again, this is the Rose signing off, saying God bless you.
Rose Colombo is signing off, and she's left the building. Be sure to bookmark and share Colombo Chronicles Live every Wednesday from 8 to 9 p.m. on the West Coast. Or if you're sleepless in the big city, that would be 11 to midnight on the East Coast. Rose Colombo says, remember, you're never alone when you tune in every Wednesday to Colombo Chronicles.